Okay, our friends. Spring is here. We're planting flowers. We're planting all kinds of things. New babies are being born in their little nests, the birds and the bees, and everybody's out there doing their thing.
And Easter is coming.
Yes, it's true. All these things are true. And so today, to celebrate this new season, we're reading a story called We Planted a Tree. Are we?
To lay little tiny colorful eggs full of jelly beans.
Yes. Isn't that strange that a bunny rabbit lays eggs filled with candy?
Yeah, it's really weird.
Try not to think about it too much.
Well, it's part of Easter.
Yeah.
Easter is coming.
So. Yeah, it's just one of those things. But it may not have any scientific evidence to back it up, but that's okay. We're going to instead focus on something that does have some science to back it up, and it's what happens when you plant a tree. It has more effects than just affecting the earth. It affects the things around it as well. Let's talk about it. Today's story, We Planted a Tree, was written by Diane Muldrow, and it's illustrated by Bob Steak. And it is read today by Mommy and... Philip. And let's get right into it. This is, of course, a little golden book, and we love those. So buckle up, everyone. There is a little note at the very beginning of this. It is a dedication by Dr. Wegrari Mathai from 2004, and it says, "When we plant trees, we plant the seeds of peace and seeds of hope." And I love that. So with that in mind, let us read the story. So the very first picture, we can see they're in a city, right? It looks like they're in like New York, Brooklyn, right? We can see the Brooklyn Bridge. We can see they're digging a hole. And it says, "We planted a tree." Now, in the next picture, we can see another family, and it looks like they might be in Africa, because, or like kind of somewhere in like the maybe Sahara. There's like, it's sort of a deserty looking place. There's some trees, but it's looking pretty bare here. And they say, "We planted a tree and it grew up." Now, back in New York, we can see the other family. "We planted a tree and it grew up while it reached for the sky and the sun. The sunshine went into the leaves and brought food to the tree, and the tree grew up." That is science, my friends. Sunshine does go into the leaves, and that is the food for the tree. Now, we can see another family. And it looks to me like they're in, I'm going to say, someplace in Japan. And I think that's Mount Fuji in the background. And they have a tree as well. And they say, "Fat little buds appeared on the branches. And sunshine went into the buds. And soon they burst open." And we can see more trees. This looks like it's in the city of Paris. Looks like we are in France now, because I think that's the Eiffel Tower. What do you think? Is that the Eiffel Tower?
Yeah.
Yeah. "Everywhere it was pink, and we were dizzy with springtime. The sun kept shining and pink blossoms dropped off, but soon there were green leaves. Green, shiny leaves, which had food inside for the tree. Green, shiny leaves, which cooled us and kept the earth cool." Did you know that trees do more than just provide shelter for you? They also provide shelter for the earth, which is important, right? Yeah. "We planted a tree and it grew up and gave us a shady place. And the tree's leaves helped clean the air and we breathed better," says the kids who are now, it looks like they're in New York again because they're in Central Park and they're all breathing much better air. The tree fed us apples and oranges and lemons. But here's a fun fact. I have something for you. I don't know if you knew this. Did you know that lemons are something that are man-made? It's a cross between a bitter orange and a citron. It is. That's what the lemon is. Mm-hmm.
So you have to plant an orange and then a citron?
Well, it was made that way, but now it's a true citrus. And sap for our syrup. Did you know that your breakfast pancake syrup that you put on your pancakes, that maple syrup comes from maple trees? It's true. Now back to that family in Africa. We planted a tree and it grew up. And we can see it has grown very tall indeed. And there are some other trees now too. And it's helping keep the crops in their yard healthy and well because it provides some shade. The tree kept the soil from blowing away. Now rainwater could stay in the earth. There's some more science for you. The soil became healthier because the tree was there. And so we planted. We planted butternut squash and beans and corn and onions and cabbage in the healthy soil.
And wait, what's the goat doing there?
Goats are important. If you're going to have all these crops, you might as well also have some animals, right?
Goats eat crops.
Goats do eat crops, but only if they're left unattended. If you've got your animal well fed with other things, they're probably not going to chomp on your crops, okay? In the healthy soil, the rich, dark dirt, we could grow our own food. And we ate better. We planted a tree, and it grew up, and it dropped acorns that fed the squirrels in winter. And birds came, and other animals came, too, to live with the tree. We planted a tree, and that one tree made the world better. We planted a tree, and that one tree helped heal the earth. We planted a tree and it grew up. And so did we. And in all of these things, you can see how that one tree has done so many things to help the world around it. The people who lived in the communities around that tree now have a better life because of it. So friends, take a moment. Talk to your family. Can you plant a tree someplace? Maybe you could. Maybe you could take care of a tree that already exists.
Our house has a tree that already exists in the back.
Yeah, we've got some trees in our backyard, and we take good care of them, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
And that, my dear good friends, is...
the end.
The end. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Hope you can join us for another story tomorrow.
Me too.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.